The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Motivation Monday is not just a hashtag. Let me explain as we open this day with a very good morning.
Yes.
Happy, happy day. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
And we're the Dana Cortez Show. So I said that because we're going to talk about something in National Day that Motivation Monday is. I can't explain it yet. Let's get into the food news. Otto, you said you had some good stuff.
So if you grew up in the 90s, you're going to remember Mr. Pibb, right?
Yes, it's like knockoff Dr. Pepper.
Well, it got discontinued in the in 2000.
Really?
And then they tried to bring it back in 2001, but people didn't like the new formula. So here we are, 2025, and Coca-Cola is bringing it back again. This time it's going to be a little more spicy with a lot more caffeine.
Hey, okay.
Spicy soda with caffeine?
Yep, Mr. Pibb is back.
But why not just the OG? They're doing it again? Shame on you the first time.
It obviously wasn't doing that well if they had to discontinue it.
Yeah, it's...
I was never a fan of Mr. Pibb, so maybe I'll like this version of it.
I like Mr. Pibb. I wasn't mad at it. I mean, it is Dr. Pepper's competitor. It's really not a competitor to Dr. Pepper.
There's not.
It's not.
But what it's going to come down to, I wonder if McDonald's is going to carry it, because they used to carry it.
You're right, and they used to carry it,
and then they went back to Dr. Pepper, so... I think that's where this cola war is going to come down to.
What's the doctor from Walmart? Doctor, it's...
What?
I know.
Dr. Thunder.
Dr.
Shout out Dr. Thunder.
It's so good.
Yes, bro.
I rock with Dr. Thunder. Honey, when you got a lot of kids, like you, the volunteer mom, Dr. Thunder comes
some
through.
Some Dr. Thunder and some hot and readies.
Exactly.
I don't even have kids and I still do that. That's the way to do it.
What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
All right, let's go ahead and kick it off with, I hope you're enjoying the extra hour of sleep you got last night, the day after daylight savings time.
Can I just say we all need to be Arizona? Can we just get rid of this?
Get up on that schedule.
Please.
Yes, dude.
Can we just get rid of this?
And
stop.
The whole time, I thought that it was because like farmers and stuff initiated time savings and all
that
stuff.
No, it actually goes
back to World War I. Originally, Germany did it in order to save energy and time, and then come World War II. President Roosevelt put it in for America, and we've been rocking with it since. Actually, farmers have been trying to fight against it.
Yeah, so. Because it messes with their crops.
Yeah. The cows don't care what time it is.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No, then neither does the corn.
What's the holdup then?
I don't know. Come on, America. I think that's something that both sides of the aisle can get behind.
If you get behind that, I'll vote for you.
Yeah. Let's prioritize something that matters here.
We also have National Cliche Day.
Oh, Motivation Monday.
Oh,
nice.
Okay.
At the end of the day.
That is one that is so overused. Can you think of one, Ant, that you use?
One I use a lot is, I'm not sure if it's a cliche, but I definitely say it, I'm not going to lie to you.
That is a cliche.
Or like anytime I start something, I say, I'm not going to lie, or to be honest. But it's
to
like,
be honest.
Yeah.
TBH. The one that you don't
to be
say,
honest, when you say that, I always think, oh, they're about to lie.
Yeah.
The one I'm going to tell you right now, don't ever tell someone, oh, don't worry, there's plenty of fish in the sea after a breakup.
Oh.
That's the worst. I want that fish.
The worst piece of advice I ever received were sticks and stones may break bones, but words will never hurt me.
That's a lie.
That's a lie, because words hurt.
I'd rather be yelled at, though, than beat up.
Yeah. I'd rather a good verbal abuse over a stoning.
Over a good ass kicking any day. All right.
Oh, we'll wrap it up on National Sandwich Day, everybody.
Okay, now we can come together for this. Just plain old Sammy with ham, cheese, lettuce, tomato. I don't even want a condiment on it.
Oh, condiment.
No,
oh,
condimentless.
Wow.
I just want it like that. Just plain old slightly toasted white bread.
Oh, that
condimentless got us pregnant.
Hey, Otto, that's not what I meant. I meant condimentless.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so we had a big garage sale, and my daughter, Stasia, who is the Facebook Marketplace queen, suggested that we advertise there. And it worked right on. It worked. Everybody came to the garage sale, but there were some different kind of folks that showed up. I'm not going to lie, but we made a lot of money, Otto.
We'll just call them different.
Okay, and what really threw me off is Otto, he insisted on having a firearm inside the garage. And I'm like, what are you doing? You said, we have cash, we have all these items, I don't know. Everything was fine.
You don't got to get ready if you stay ready, Dana.
Ridiculous. But it ended up being okay, right?
Yeah.
We have a caller who wants to talk about Facebook and offer up. Miss Rachel, you said you're into shopping and selling on these sites, correct?
Yes. So I am a shopper, but I have had some moments where I've gotten scared before.
What happened?
So I was talking to one person about getting her Cricut for $50.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is great. all that. And then she tells me that her husband can go and meet me instead, and then sends me to a parking garage on my college campus.
No!
That sounds so sketch.
I called one of my coworkers and I was like, I know you're off right now. Can I borrow you for just like 10 minutes? And she said, absolutely. So we went over there together. Everything was fine, but we were both like, why are we going into a parking garage when originally the address was a completely different spot in town?
So why was it that you had to go there? Was it just a change of plans for them? Was her husband working there? Like, what was the scenario?
Her husband works there, and that's just where he parked the car, because she didn't realize that he still had it in his car because someone didn't show up to the last time that they tried to sell it.
Well, yeah, because they're trying to meet in sketchy garages.
That's what I was going to say. The whole thing just sounds so spooky.
Sounds like someone's trying to steal you.
And shout out to your friend, girl, because I would have been like, no.
You're not taking both of us.
I'm like, Rachel, do you not see the red flags?
Exactly. And I was like, I promise, it's all going to be fine. I'm like, it's good.
And if it wasn't, nobody will ever know. It's a random parking garage.
A $50 cricket, you can't pass that up at all.
I guess. I mean, have you ever sold anything on Facebook Marketplace or OfferUp?
I have sold dresses on Facebook Marketplace, but that's really about it. And everybody that got it was like about my age, in my area, or they already like knew me, so it was all good.
So I sold a bunch of dresses at this garage sale. I do, when we go host big events or something, I'll get a big dress. And then I'll donate it either to charity or if I have some left over. This one, this photographer lady came through.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And bought four dresses and now she uses them to take photos of either quinceañeras or sweet 16s or even just somebody wants to take a fancy photo shoot.
Basically all Dana's dresses from the Oscars or the Grammys or whatever, MTV or
she
something.
She got a great deal too. I think I sold them all for like $200.
Oh, hey now.
And they were not $200 when we bought them.
No, they weren't. Well, Rachel, thank you for sharing your spooky story. Tis the season. And I'm glad you're safe, girl. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye, all.
Yeah, there's no way I'm showing up. Hey, can you come to this random parking
lot? Yeah, her friend's,
and then her
friend's better than me, because I'd have been I'll just buy you a new one.
My Latina friends would have been like, girl, we are not going there. It's not happening. Hi, I'm sorry you had to hold so long, Floyd. What are your thoughts on the Facebook Marketplace and OfferUp and shopping and selling on these apps and sites?
So I'm calling about the Facebook Market, and I called before. So
tell me.
As you know, like, I'm already in law enforcement.
Yes.
So when you're going to go sell, and my opinion's on that, if you're going to go sell something, I would highly recommend going to a local police station.
Oh.
That is the safest place you can ever do. We can do it, and we always encourage people to do that. Because, you're able to go to Starbucks or a Shell, but the sad truth is we live in a time and place that people just don't care anymore if you're in public.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're going to rob you day and night.
I never even thought about that, Floyd. Go to the police. Go to a fire department, police station down the street, or police station. I guess is even better.
Yeah,
right. Or like you said.
If it's like a very heavy item, charge them like a small convenience fee for the hauling fee. Like I'm telling you right now, because if you're not to take your time to go and haul it for a big item, and I can guarantee you, majority of the time they're going to agree on the price because people are going to buy things cheap no matter what.
Mm-hmm, no matter what. Yeah, and I don't know if you heard this earlier, but Otto, we did this, right? We had a garage sale and, you know, we invited the whole world on Facebook Marketplace and he kept his firearm. And I was like, I just think this is stupid. But he said, we have a lot of cash. We have a lot. And everything was fine.
It's like
fine.
She said, that people are willing to take what they can. And you got to be careful.
I mean, I forgot about it after a while. But at first I was a little disturbed. But do you think that that's smart or do you think that's not smart?
Honestly, I'm going to be honest. It's not, in my opinion, it's not smart because you're inviting someone to your home and they're going to think that you're still living there and they're going to see the amount of items that you have. And again, people will rob you day and night. It doesn't matter what time.
Well, we moved out, girl, so.
but still, like, for example, if you were to still live there, I'd rather y'all be safe than something happening to y'all.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Well, maybe it was a good idea he had that firearm then. All right, Floyd, we love you. Thank you. Floyd. Bye.
We love you, too. Bye-bye.
Great advice. I didn't even think about that. Meeting somebody at a police station.
Man.
Safest place on the
planet.
I mean,
it keeps everything on the up and up.
Yes.
Now I need something to sell or something to buy, whatever it is. I don't even know what it is. I just want to buy something.
You want to go to the police station and go sell something?
Who wants to sell me something?
And then when they're like, what are you doing here? Floyd told us. Floyd told us to come here. Floyd who? She doesn't ever tell us her last name because she wants to remain anonymous.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
What's your sign? It is time for that psychic reading and for us to get our spiritual forecast. Sirmati, hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Doing so well, but our spiritual forecast for the week, I'm very curious to see what this week is going to look like. So obviously we're going to get that for all of us as a collective. But first, you said there's someone right now listening who needs a very special message. What are you sensing?
I'm sensing a person that is really in their manifestation energy. There's a lot of dreams, a lot of hopes that you have, and there's a lot of beautiful things that you're being able to connect with. I feel like you're seeing a lot of like repeated numbers, whether it's 1111, 333, 222. All of that is basically messages from your angels and the universe, really allowing you to see that the things that you're setting out into the universe, your intentions, are actually beginning to manifest for themselves.
Wow.
And I feel like money's coming into your life. And I know that that's something that you really have been struggling with. But the more positive you've been, the more you begin to see positivity in your life, and things are about to start happening for you. So don't ignore those synchronicities. Don't ignore those signs. You're on the right path, and your spirit guides really want you to know that.
Oh,
hey, there you go.
That is such a beautiful message. I hope that helped you. I know you're listening at this very moment. I hope you're feeling better about it. Continue toward that path and stay positive. Now, Sirmati, our spiritual forecast for the week, how is it as a collective for all of us?
And we just had Dia de los Muertos celebration this weekend, so shout out to you guys that honored your ancestors. So it's really beautiful.
It was.
But spirit is really calling us this week to cleanse our homes after all of that heavy spiritual energy. This week is about getting our limpias going, cleansing our homes, and really creating a lot of that energy of peace and calm. Because spirits, whenever they do come into our home, especially because we're celebrating them, they tend to be a little bit thick in energy. So this is a time for us to create more peace and harmony. And even if you didn't do the Dia de los Muertos celebration, this is definitely a week for us to call in more peace and light and more rest into our daily lives. So this is the message for this week.
Can you tell me quickly, what is something I can do to cleanse my home that's very easily attainable for anybody?
Literally, when you grab your broom and you're dusting out all of that, I would suggest you open the door and you sweep everything outside. Set the intention. You can even say something as simple as, with this broom, I cleanse my home of any negativity, allowing new, beautiful energy to come back in and to reside in my home. And just continue to say that, with this broom, I cleanse my home. That will automatically shift the energy thing. And I love mopping and adding, if you guys use Florida water, you can buy it at any store. You could even just Google it. It'll Florida water. It's basically agua florida, which is a water based in flowers. You add that a little bit to your water when you're mopping, and that purifies the home as well.
And it smells good.
It smells amazing.
It has such a natural, beautiful scent to it. That was a really easy thing to do, and you can get your kids to do it for you. That's the best part right there. Now, obviously you had a special message for someone today, but if you would like a free psychic reading, you can call us right now. 877-730-DCS1. Follow Sirmati on Instagram at Illis Divinity. She can teach you more of just, obviously we just had that small little bitty piece of advice. She can teach you more on how to get in touch with your own spirituality. Mati, you always bring us such joy every Monday. We love you. We'll talk to you next Monday, Mujer. Thank you.
Love you guys.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to take a whole different twist right now and talk about people in our lives that don't deserve to be in our lives.
Hello.
Okay.
I think it's important. So automatic Anthony A, you know, off mic, we're talking about bad friends. Bad friends.
Are they even really friends, though, or just bad acquaintances? People that are in your life that you can't fully get rid of them because they're surrounding you because they know a lot of other people and they're in the same business.
I think it might have been a little bit of past tense. Maybe they started off as friends and then friends, you know, you separate. You're not friends anymore.
Okay, Aunt, let me tell you something. Automatic had a lot of friends when I met him that were just kind of using him, and he didn't see it. I had to tell him, you were in abusive relationships with like three men.
Damn.
When I met you, and you would not see it, and I don't understand it.
Because I don't think men think about relationships the same way that women do as far as when it comes to friendship. I don't have to have like a deep relationship. We have something in common, like we're all DJs or we all work at the same place. That's as deep as the relationship has to go.
But allowing someone to mistreat you is an abusive situation. I'm sorry.
I don't think at the time I knew that. I know exactly what you're talking about. I didn't know I was being stolen from at that point. And once I figured it out,
Anthony, we're stealing from.
Once I figured it out, we're obviously not friends anymore.
8 years later.
To Automatic's defense, though, too, like a guy, like if I have a good bromance, it might blind me from, you know, this person's alternate intentions with me.
And it happened to you, Anthony?
Yeah, it's definitely happened to me, dude, for sure. And it sucks when it does happen. And then you miss.
You have to break up with your bromance guy.
That's tough, dude. That's the hardest part, bro.
I don't know that you ever fully break up a bromance. You just don't talk as much
anymore.
Well,
that's a breakup.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah, we're different when it comes from women, though, right? Because if once a person does me wrong, absolutely no apology, nothing. I'm never talking to that person again if they do me that bad.
I'm a big proponent of the cutoff.
Ooh.
I'm a woman, and so we need closure. Yes. We need to talk about it for weeks on end before I feel satisfied. And even then, I'm still trying to figure out what went wrong. You know what I mean?
And then you can talk about her behind her back after.
Exactly. Jeez. And still meet up for lunch.
Oh.
Be sure to catch everything we do here on the Dana Cortez Show on our podcast. Brought to you by Tangle Teaser. Use code DanaBrush, DanaBrush, to save 10% on Amazon.